food safety during hurricane season. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, hurricane season has gotten off to a fast start this year with a record 3 named storms already in the books, which is why Tina Haynes with the Food Safety and Inspection Service says...
It's good that you're talking about this now because it's important to plan ahead.
And Haynes says that with the most recent storm creating flooding to Florida, that plan should include a flood plan for your food.
If you expect flooding, it's important to get any type of food off the floor if you keep it on the floor. Some people store food in their basement, and that's one of the first places to flood. So if you have food in your basement, you want to protect it somehow. Even if it's not on the floor, if it's in a box, it still could become moist if it's significant flooding. So you want to protect it somehow, either in rubber containers or just move it to a different part of the home.
Haynes says any food product not in a waterproof container that may have been exposed to floodwater should be discarded.
Anything in a plastic or cardboard probably should be thrown away.
As for things that can be salvaged,
things in metal cans or the retort pouches, those flexible shelf-stable juice pouches or seafood pouches.
However, Haynes says to save those canned items, it requires
removing the labels if they are the removable kind, wash the cans with soap and water, using hot water if you have that, brushing or wiping away any dirt, rinse them in water if you have safe drinking water.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.